A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. What exactly is it about Jesus' word that has such power and authority? Throughout this fourth chapter in Luke, there are several qualifiers describing his teaching and preaching and healing. People praising him, speaking highly of him, amazed at his gracious words, astonished at his teaching, news spreading about him throughout the region. Jesus' power and authority leave the people wondering who he is. Earlier in the chapter, the people of his hometown were a bit incredulous. "Is this not the son of Joseph?" Yet it is the unclean demon in today's gospel who announces the truth. "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus' authority and power is that he is the Holy One of God. He is grounded in the one who sent him, grounded in the Spirit who guides him and directs him and flows from him. The people don't fully understand that he is the Messiah, but that doesn't stop them from spreading news about him through the entire region. His preaching and teaching and healing gave them a glimpse of something that for so long seemed a delusion or a fantasy. His authority and power spoke to them in a way that other leaders did not. His authority and power gave them hope. Hope that their lives had meaning. Indeed, that their lives were blessed. Hope that they could be healed and returned to the community. Hope that they could change and be forgiven. Hope that they were not condemned by God, but rather loved and saved. Hope that the promise of God would be fulfilled. Here in the States, we're in the midst of a political campaign that is frankly much too long, filling our airwaves and ears with words from politicians who speak with an authority that all too often leaves the people wanting and angry and dissatisfied. Truth be told, sadly, the same happens with some of the preaching from our religious leaders. The messages that are broadcast so often are ones that feed on people's fears and anxieties. But Jesus' preaching silenced such demons. And it is a message that is still needed in our own day and age. We know when we've heard a word, a message, a preaching that is spoken with the same authority and power as Jesus. Such people are also grounded in the same God, in the same Spirit of Jesus. They don't rely on pithy platitudes that seek to get a person's vote or support. Instead, they rely on the Word of God, on Jesus whom they have met in their prayer and study and life experience. They are people like Pope Francis who, in word and deed, leave listeners and believers of all stripes with a desire to transform their lives and live in a way worthy of their calling as children of God. They are the saints in our midst, like the two nuns murdered in Mississippi last week, who are concerned not for themselves, but for the common good of all people and all creation. They are the wise men and women in our communities and families who speak to us a word of challenge and comfort, of grace and truth, who inspire us to be our better selves. They are who we are all called to be, shining glimpses of the reign of God in our midst. Our task as believers and disciples, whether we are preachers or politicians, teachers or students, man, woman, or child, is to be grounded in the one who has given us life. Our task is to allow his love for us to tame the demons of our minds and hearts so that we may be transformed into his body and blood. Our task is then to lay claim to the gift of his Spirit given to us in baptism and proclaim to those in our midst that we do in fact know him, that we know him to be the Holy One of God, the Holy One of God who brings life, healing, and light to all.